Hello and welcome to the Other Lost podcast. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
And we are here. We are sorry it has been forever, basically. But we can share the blame. It was my iPod that messed up, and then Amy's computer messed up, and yeah.
And then schedules got messy.
Yeah, I had to start back school.
Work. Work is so much fun.
Remember that article I sent you. Anyways, the episode, this is the second part of Gray Hour, and it should be really short, and where we left off last time, it was Victor, or no.
No, we were talking about Alpha and how they have clearance.
Yes.
He has a higher security clearance. Not Alpha, but,
Topher. Yes, the wrong ending name.
Yes.
Yes, so it was Topher and Adele, and they are talking about Alpha.
Yes.
And he's all, you know, like, it has to be Alpha, and he says...
That it's Alpha. She's like, sign this, and I'll tell you what I know about Alpha, and
mm-hmm.
you tell me how to fix the problem.
So it won't happen again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like, one thing I was thinking about, what did they think would happen, like, if Echo hadn't gone out? Like, would she just go to jail and then would they bail her out and then put her in the attic, or what are they thinking? Or are they thinking she'd be stuck there? I mean, she did rob a bank.
Right.
Even if she is kind of in a crazy mode now, they probably would lock her in a mental institution or something if they think that she's that crazy because of the state she's in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, she probably could get out in an insanity plea.
Right. So if she was found by the police, she'd probably just be in a mental thing.
Probably. If she had a good lawyer, which I'm sure the dollhouse people would make sure she would.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they try to get her out of the mental hospital.
Well, as we've seen on Pretty Little Liars, it's really easy to get out of the mental hospital, apparently.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just getting nervous.
Climb out the window.
Yeah. Go on the nurse's uniform. Nobody will notice it's you, even though they see you, the patients, all the time.
Yes. Even though your face would probably be all over the place.
Yeah, and like security cameras and... Because she snuck out a lot, not just once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Spencer did too. Anyways, sorry, yeah, on Pretty Little Liars they had people breaking out of the mental hospital quite a bit. And it's like, really? One of those lovely really moments. Anyway, so Topher is scared.
Yes.
Yes. Like a little girl.
Alpha is scary, and they made him that way, which kind of makes them a little bit more nervous, because they're like,
Yeah.
There's this person that's... Who knows what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Capable of... They think doing a remote wipe. They don't... Confirm it, but it's pretty confirmed.
Yeah, well, to be able to break into the system, it would take a high quality of skills, and Topher seems to be, like, the dollhouse has the best of the best.
Right.
And so only someone with that much skill would be able to do something like that.
Right.
That, well, yeah, just that there's not a very... There's limited people with... That amount of skill.
Very small chance that it's not Alpha.
Yeah. And for one thing is, it definitely wasn't an accident, so someone was purposely doing it, and who has a reason to purposely do that?
Right.
Other than the Japanese or whatever guy that Topher says earlier. His old college buddy.
The Japanese guy that wants his job or something like that.
Yeah. It's just so, no, yeah, he was in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Oh, that's why we love Topher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yes, he's great. Anyway, so then he's scared,
So
and she's just kind of just like,
she just sort of listens.
yeah, and she's just like, yeah. I kind of am too, but I'm not really gonna show it. I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy my drink.
And then I'm gonna be like, here, I'll tell you what I know, and you'll tell me how to stop it, and
For one thing, he could have come back in and been all crazy, but he didn't.
Yeah, he could have been like really crazy.
Psycho killer, like Wolverine with blades or whatever he does.
Yeah.
In like 6 seconds. That's always how they measure it. Or whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah, like, oh, they were severely cut up and it took only 6 seconds. Surgical, like, da 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 da. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we should definitely can see why he's scared. And they say, so I guess yeah, Topher has some homework. He has to figure out how to make sure that this won't happen again. And he gets to hear about Alpha. So that's gotta be fun.
Yep,
The person,
especially.
the monster you created that's gone out and killed people.
Yeah. It's kind of like finding out that he's not, or the bad guy isn't really dead, and you thought he was. You know all about the bad guy, you know his history and
It's
his
true.
abilities and.
Yeah. Crazy. And then, yeah, like they
Made
can't
that
handle the
happen.
monster he created. They couldn't contain it. Yeah, but at least, like he could have been like, freaked out or something, like, oh, Alpha's back, he might come and kill me, like, and try and like bolt or something. But no, he stays.
Yeah.
He's dealing with it, he's not running away or anything.
I think he sort of did a little bit earlier when he first had the realization that a wipe happened.
Yeah, I think that was just shock though, and he was just like, it's
Yeah.
not my fault.
Yeah.
And of course, that wasn't helping, but I mean, I think honestly, like, the technology wasn't what was going to help Echo at the point, so I mean, I'm sure if he could have, he could have. Like, they already hacked in and did all that they could do. Like, the guy couldn't get out of his computer and hack anymore, apparently, so to
Right.
fix the sensors, so. Like, obviously, there wasn't anything Topher could do that they just needed to get her out of there physically. So, there wasn't. Like, he's the tech guy. He. That's where his abilities lie. And it just went past tech mode, so. Yeah. And I just think, like, he got outsmarted, I think, kind of like, by the tech, and it went into something so that he couldn't fix it anymore. Just like, oh! And yeah, it just went into dangerous territory instead of, oh, let me fix this and do whatever with the imprint or like any of the other technology stuff, but it was something he couldn't handle. So I think
Right.
that's why.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think that's mostly it with the Adele and Topher conversation. And then yeah, then we go to Echo and she's kind of swimming and then she's in the shower and kind of looks thoughtful. And then she kind of has a look with Sierra. And they both kind of have a look. And then she just goes over to the mirror and then she starts drawing like the face in the steam.
Right, half a face.
Yeah. Yeah, not just a normal one, but like the messed up one, like the art, like how she had the conversation with the guy.
Yes. About the broken
Yeah. That
face.
and well, yeah, she's like, oh, it's broken, and he's like, these people paint what is instead of what they see, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was nice. Hopefully, they just sent him to a hospital and got him all taken care of, and he'll maybe get a bonus and hopefully go to art school or something else instead of being a thief.
Right.
Or graphic design or something, because I think he was the techie guy.
I think so too.
Yeah, the other guy had like the little bomb that had the explosion, the jerk guy.
Yeah, he was kind of the tech guy. He was like, okay, I'm seeing the guards and
yeah.
this and...
Yeah, so we like you. You know art. You should go into graphic design and don't die. Although I'm pretty sure they're not going to let him die. But anyways.
Yes.
We liked him a lot better than the other guy.
I know, so.
And they should send him flowers.
Yes.
So yeah, and that was the episode.
The other guy can just disappear.
Yeah, we don't care. Well, both of them. Like, the guy that ran off with the money. No, yeah, he's going to get handed over to the client, so I'm sure he's going to be pissed. He was wanting to run off with the item and then go... Like, get a bunch more money.
Yep.
And then lock the other people in there. Of course, I don't know if we'll care as much about that, but should hopefully the guy will care and be like, that shouldn't have happened. Marco!
Yep.
Yeah, in case you didn't, well, you probably did listen to the last one, but the client was, has played the character of Marco on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Which, if you...
Huh?
Which, if you don't watch, you should watch Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
Viewers. Or listeners.
Hurry up and catch up because season 3 is about to start.
It is! I need to get caught up. Oh, I need to look and I was thinking about it. Like, Revenge will come back on probably before too long. So, hopefully I can.
Hopefully.
And then I'll be texting you. I'll be like, Amy! And you'll be like, oh, I watched that forever ago. But it was so cool.
And then I'll be like, wait, remind me, wait, no, wait, ah.
Especially, yeah, that one's really confusing. Like, I think Dollhouse is a lot easier to understand.
Yeah, Revenge is so layered.
It is. Anyways. About...
this isn't the Revenge podcast, this is the Dollhouse.
Yes. Sorry, we are TV buffs. And we have no life.
We don't.
At least we admit it.
Yes.
And at least you get to listen to us ramble on, because how could you not love that?
Exactly.
Alright.
If you know anything about anything that we're talking about, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's true, that's true.
Oh yeah, so anyways, some of the quotes that were good was, like we said before, we loved the Anton... And his quote about, like, the guy and the accent. He's like, it was Georgian, maybe. Not a Russian Georgian, not sweet home Georgian.
Yeah, not sweet home Georgian. It's Russian Georgian.
Yeah, the accent.
Like Alabama.
Just like, what?
What?
Okay, has anyone else heard of that? If you're listening, please let us know if you've ever, like, heard any, like, the Russian Georgian accent. We want to know. Anyways, and then also the next quote that was good is the nice guy. He's like, you are a talking cucumber.
Yes.
And then you said something funny. You're like, wait, no, that's Larry.
Yes.
Oh. And then I love Taffy a lot in this episode. And I don't like to be one to be like, oh, like they're the favorite, like the main person. I like... rooting for the underdog, I guess, like the other person.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she was awesome, and she's like, oh, hey, old stuff expert, old stuff's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, yeah, like, she was just hilarious in this episode, and...
She was.
Yeah.
She was joking about Bonnie and Clyde, and...
Yeah.
She's like, focus, people, we're gonna direct you, old stuff guy...
Yeah, and then, and yeah, you gotta admit that the quote about, like, the wearing the comfy shoes is cute.
It is cute.
Yeah, like, oh, I figured out on my last gig that never second-guessed a client.
Yes.
Yeah.
They apparently thought it was important for her to say that because they had Sierra say it when...
Yeah. I think it just was, like, partly who she is and how it's not, she's not just, like, I'm going to kill everybody just to get the money. But know that she's trying to do what the client wants because she understands that's what's important. And it, the second reason, I think, is to help people, in case they have some younger, like, little kids or something, or people come in the middle of the episode so they can know what's going on. So they can be like, oh, she was this person, and now she's this person, too. Honestly, I think that's why. And yeah, and of course, later, just love the, like, I need to see the money. And then, like, the Lawrence guy or whatever is, like, taking the briefcase. She's like, I'm watching you with that dude.
Yes.
Oh, anyways, and then the other guy was funny, too. I forgot which one said this, but he's like, hysterical woman syndrome?
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to go now, I want to go now. And they're like, what's wrong with her? She's
can
like,
I go, please? I want to go.
Like, yes, that is...
His whole, like, speech of trying to get her to go, and you're like, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, like, oh, the sooner...
Especially like, with hysterical woman syndrome.
Yeah. And then another one... Oh, yeah, one of the guys is like, the Parthenon, isn't that kind of big? Oh, yeah, and he's like, we're stealing stolen art.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then another one I thought was funny. I'm just doing, like, the ones by him. And, like, they say something about, like, oh, so Rome hired us or whoever it was. I think it was Rome or Greece or somewhere.
Greece.
Yeah, like, oh, so Greece hired us? Like.
And she's like, I find it better not to figure that stuff out.
Well, she's done well. We don't know exactly what happened to her, but she seems pretty accomplished, so.
Yes.
Gotten pretty far. I don't think she was in jail, so.
Yeah.
I don't think Topher would get his personalities that way.
So when they were talking about stealing stolen art,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he had some sort of ethical problem with stealing stolen stuff.
You think he did?
I was like, it came across to me that way, just a tiny bit.
I think he was just, like, confused. And then also, and then I think, like, I think maybe he was hoping it would be art that was from there and not that, like, the place stole it or something. And then also, then he hears that a lot of it's fake, and I guess he probably might have, because, you know, he's the art lover.
Right.
I guess it just kind of dashed his dreams a little bit that it happens as much as it does. I don't know. Yep. Go to graphic design school.
Yep.
Make better choices.
Yes.
Don't steal.
Yes.
Even stolen art.
Even stolen art. I mean,
we should make a public service announcement for that.
Problem with that? Because I'm like, how can you have a problem with that? It's already stolen. You're just re-stealing.
I'm remembering the whole conversation from Pushing Daisies now.
What part is that?
It's where Emerson is saying about how he's just looking for treasure and he didn't care that the heirlooms he got were stolen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Emerson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we are talking about, after we finish this one, probably in a million years, that we want to do Pushing Daisies, but we'll see.
Yes.
So if you like Pushing Daisies and you like listening to us, stay tuned.
Yes, and we'll probably be dabbling about other shows.
Probably. I mean, we'll get it done eventually. I mean, with school and stuff. I mean, usually we podcast every couple of weeks. It was just Amy had the computer trouble, so...
Yep, so we probably would be doing a new one tonight instead of finishing.
Yeah. But, you know. Anyways, yeah, so it just eventually will be done because, I mean, there's like 20 episodes per season, and there's only two seasons, so.
Yep.
But I do have to say, it does have a better ending than some other shows.
Yes. At least it has somewhat of an ending.
Yes.
We've watched shows that have no ending. They just clipping you, and you're like,
it's terrible. And then they say something about making like a comic thing or something, and it's like, then they never do it.
Yep.
And it's lame.
It is.
Anyways, with a few of the quotes, another one I liked when Anton's like, "Your locks are for crap."
Oh, yeah.
And that's a nice excuse to break into someone's house.
Oh, yes.
Hey, your locks are crappy anyways.
Which, how'd you get in there? Your locks are crap. Oh, so you just decided to break it.
I hope Melanie wasn't around to see that. That would be scary.
It would be. Especially because she saw the first attempt.
Yeah. But at least it didn't seem like it. It seemed like, yeah, he just wanted to go break in. I don't think he bothered her again.
Yep.
But it's not that we see. And I think if they did, we would have seen it. Anyways.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and another chappy one. She's like, "I think you're hurting him." And then she's like, "You're very astute, Professor." Oh, and Topher... You're not Bison Topher. It's a little bit Bison. It's Poison Topher.
Yeah.
Oh, any other quotes?
I like when Ivy's sticking up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because she gives her the grocery list.
Yeah. Poor Ivy.
I know. I don't remember what she says, but I do remember that I liked it. And then he's like, "Okay, well... blah, blah, blah." She's like, "Okay, what kind of..."
I think she's just like, you know, "I'm a, you know, an assistant, but I'm supposed to be helping you do technical stuff, not going to the grocery store for you."
Yeah.
Basically was the effect of what she was saying.
Yeah. And I agree, because she's like, "I'm not your secretary, I'm not your little
gopher
runner, I'm your assistant."
Yeah.
"I assist you with science-y, technical stuff, not being well-fed."
Yeah. I had an assistant for a little bit.
Really?
Yes. It was on a mission trip. It was weird, but they had me lead a group, kind of. And basically, like, we made a short devotional, and then... like, we cleaned and stuff, like, your group goes, does this, your group goes to that, and so I was the leader, and then this guy, he was, like, his name was Ethan, it started with an E, I think, I can't even remember, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and they're, like, "This guy's your assistant," but then he didn't really, wasn't too much help, but one of my friends was hilarious, and she's, like, "Oh, you have an assistant, you should have him make you coffee," and then spit it out and say he did it wrong. And I'm like, "But I don't like coffee." She's like, "No, that's not the point.
You have to make up something like tea or macaroni and cheese, anything."
I could have, I guess. Well, probably not, but.
Yes.
For a little bit, I did have an assistant.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, poor Ivy.
Barb's small time with having an assistant.
Yes. It was like a week.
Didn't.
Less than a week, probably.
Like, it didn't really work out.
Yeah, he was, anyways. Actually, I think it'll be awesome. I would go, if I got paid okay for it, I would buy snacks for Topher.
Exactly. You just get to run around buying snacks. doing technical helping stuff.
Yeah, I'd be like, who wants to do that? I mean, as long as it wasn't like rush hour, but even so, I mean, you just chat with people on the line, whatever.
Exactly.
I'd totally do it. He might would have to, like, not notice that some of the stuff was missing, but...
I just wanted a little bit of that, so... Just look the other way. I am that I'm not helping you with technical stuff, so it works out.
I mean, I wouldn't take all of it, so.
Yeah, but just a little on the side.
Take one of his juice boxes or whatever he's gonna have.
Wait. A few of his crackers. Didn't he ask for some kind of crackers?
I think maybe so. I know he asked for juice.
Yeah. I know juice. He's like, add juice boxes to that. But there's...
I have an important question, Amy.
Yes.
Grape or apple juice?
That is an important question. This is a difficult question for me to answer. We'll go with apple. What is your choice, grape or apple?
I love both, but I think just apple juice is always good.
Yep.
But I'll take both.
I love both, but it's like, apple.
Yeah, I guess because I never, like, had it as much as a kid, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's why. I wish somewhere there was, I would totally, yeah, if, like, I'd apply to be Topher's assistant and buy him snacks.
Yep.
But anyways, let's see, what else? Are you good with quotes?
I'm good with quotes. I think we just about quoted the whole show.
Probably. But, you know, since people...
It was a good one.
Yeah, it was. It was a good quote-worthy episode, and it's been a while, so just to refresh people. And you know, they're funny quotes. We got to get them out there.
Exactly.
So. And then, well, I have my section of the crazy, of the character of the week and the crazy stuff they've been in, either, like, familiar to me and famous ones, or ones I just think sound hilarious. And Sierra, she was in Aquamarine, Ready, Steady, Cook, The Guild, Tyrannosaurus, or something like that, Azcheca, Don't Try This at Home, and Last Resort. Ready, Steady, Cook. Oh. Let's see. So, yes, that is my section for that. Do you have any feelings of violence?
Me?
Yes.
Like I want to be violent towards somebody or somebody got overly violent?
Do you have any feelings of violence toward anyone in this episode?
Not that I can think of. I'm kind of bugged at the guy that tried to get away.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get away. So,
which one?
The one that was trying to steal the...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Belt. Yeah, I mean, he did get pretty bad, and I'm sure the client's not going to be happy. Yeah. So I don't know if he deserves any more violence.
So, he doesn't really need any more violence, and...
The other guy, we don't, like, wasn't he just... Did they shoot him, or did they just pick him up? The guy, the jerk guy? Didn't Echo... was that a smoke bomb or was it like a, yeah, it wasn't anything to knock them out.
I thought the hurt guy threw the smoke bomb.
Yeah, he did. I was saying, what happened to the jerk guy?
Oh, the jerk. We don't know.
Yeah, I think he's just kind
they
of like.
They leave him down there, I think, as far as we know, and leave him to the guards.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I don't think he was able to get away, though.
He's broken. I'm not broken. And
yeah.
We'll try and fix him.
Yeah.
But we don't know about the jerk that wants to get a drink with her after.
Yeah. Well, as long as hopefully he didn't get away.
Yep.
Because he shot a lot of people, so I'm sure they wouldn't let him get away.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I think maybe just like, a punch to him just for being a jerk. Like, when he was, like, yelling at her and everything.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk. So he can get maybe, like, a punch or a slap in the face.
Yeah.
And if we knew more about the people that she was entertaining before she went to be a thief, maybe them... But they don't really explain...
I think it was just kind of playing a part.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the security guard.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to pay you off and sign this. I didn't like him either.
Yeah.
I feel like he was hinting at more than what they show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it would be difficult, I think, for her, but yeah, she, she did, like, I think she maybe could have gotten a case. And might could have gotten possibly more money.
Right.
Instead of, because the hotel people, if they saw that, then they shouldn't have allowed that to happen. Like, you know, for prostitution to be going on there.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of obvious, though.
Yes.
And so, yeah, and I guess that, oh, yeah, like, he knew that, because he was just like, oh, you can't, you want you to sign this against the hotel or them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, yeah, if they had been doing their jobs, then she might not have gotten hurt. So, yes, I think I'm not much violence, but maybe just like kind of pull on his hair, just kind of flick or pinch Topher for being kind of high and mighty with her and just like, I know I'm the big brains and know all da 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 da.
Yeah. Just
kind of
give him a little, little pat on the back.
Pinch or something.
Yeah.
Yes, that is what's, and so that's my, yeah, that's our whole feelings of violence, I think. And then, I know you don't seem to like ratings as much. Did you have a rating for this one? Or I think you did, but I don't know if you forgot it.
I think I said it was a 7.
Okay. Did you want to put a label on it, or no?
No.
I love you, Amy.
I think I have a difficult time labeling them more than I do rating them.
8 out of 10 cute frazzled Topher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like finding like a funny thing and just being like, oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the rating. And, yeah, we tried to do this one. I think this is our 4th try, and it looks like it is doing good. So, yay! Hopefully it should continue to do good. Because what happened is I was recording, and then Amy's Skype went out. And that's why at the end of the last one, I'm like, Amy, Amy, where'd you go?
Yes.
And then, so, like, her...
It's late. I need to go to bed and get up in a few hours.
Yeah. Poor Amy. And then we tried doing it later, and then my recording... I record with my iPod because Amy is really soft. I love you, Amy. I tried to record with my computer, but it couldn't hear Amy well enough, and she doesn't have a microphone or anything. So I record using my iPod, using the voice memos, and it messed up for some reason. Like, it said it was, like, 30 minutes or something, and then it only recorded, like, less than 2 minutes or something.
Right.
So it was really weird. So hopefully it shouldn't do that again. At least it doesn't look like it. So, yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the second, well, kind of half, but most of it was just us rambling. But, and before too long, we should be recording for the next episode, which is True Believer. And you can find us at the A&B version of the Dollhouse Podcast on Facebook, and we also have a blog.
Yes.
Yes. And I think we're good.
Me too.
Alrighty. You guys take care. I'm Barbara.
I'm Amy.
Bye.
Bye.